The subject of plenty of scrutiny this season for his inconsistency, Love showed why he was named a McDonald's All-American against Wake Forest by posting a career-high 20 points on an efficient 7-for-12 shooting performance from the floor. His effort on defense also helped the Tar Heels push the ball out in transition more after halftime and even earned himself a pair of emphatic dunks down the stretch. After the game, UNC head coach Roy Williams had nothing but praise for Love's efforts as his team improved to 9-5 overall and 4-3 inside the conference.
I think he could be one of the best defensive guards I've ever coached. Playing his position, he has strength, he has speed, he has jumping ability, he has great feet. Most of the time when you get a freshman, it doesn't mean that much to him, but it's meaning more and more to Caleb all the time.
On the inside, Bacot was limited to just 22 minutes due to foul trouble, but still managed to rack up 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists, with 14 of his 18 points coming in the second half. His presence in the paint was sorely needed, with both Garrison Brooks and Dayron Sharp struggling to score efficiently. Although Brooks had 10 points and was one of 4 Tar Heels in double figures, joining Love, Bacot, and guard RJ Davis, who had 13, he and Sharp combined to make just 4 of their 17 shots. This left Bacot to do the heavy lifting, even while battling his foul issues.
I thought we would have an advantage inside, but our guys struggled inside except for Armando. Armando, early in the second half, was most of our offense at that time.
Three-point shooting carried Wake Forest throughout the game, with the Demon Deacons making 13 shots from long range compared to just 10 inside the arc. Davian Wilson and Isaiah Mucius combined to make 10 of those three-pointers and each finished the night with 27 points apiece. Their efforts helped Wake Forest lead for much of the first half, but the Demon Deacons ultimately saw their slim 2-point halftime lead disappear for good just 3 minutes into the second half as UNC corrected some early shooting woes and upped the intensity on defense. As a result, the Tar Heels won for the 4th time in 5 games and for the 12th time in the last 14 meetings against the Demon Deacons, who are still searching for their first ACC win under new head coach Steve Forbes.
If tonight was what has been happening to him all year. I told Steve I liked what he's doing. It doesn't get him a raise by me saying that, but it was difficult for us tonight.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.